USA Radio News.
President Trump had a message for Speaker of the House Paul Ryan regarding the birthright citizenship issue, but out. The president said on Twitter that Paul Ryan should focus on holding the majority rather than giving his opinions on birthright citizenship. Republican Chris Kobach is running for governor in Kansas. He explains his interpretation of the 14th Amendment.
The 14th Amendment doesn't say all persons born in the United States are citizens thereof, are citizens of the United States. It says all persons born in the United States and subject to the jurisdiction thereof are citizens.
A rare polio-like illness continues to spread across the United States, puzzling healthcare providers and those who are investigating the mysterious condition. Dr. Nicole Sapphire joined Fox News to talk about the illness.
Kids are getting, they have a viral or bacterial illness typically, and then they're becoming paralyzed. Some are actually dying from it.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
An official message from Medicare. Open enrollment ends soon.
So now's the time to be open-minded.
Look at everything, like prescription drug plans and Medicare Advantage plans from private insurers.
Why? Because plans change. So can your health needs.
I found lower costs and extra benefits and saved money.
Open to something better? Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE today.
Open enrollment ends December 7th.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Senate candidate and 2012 Republican presidential contender Mitt Romney is pounding the pavement in Utah to drum up support for other GOP candidates on the ballot. Romney holds a comfortable lead over his Democratic challenger and was asked by Fox News what it will be like to be a senator in the Senate that actually doesn't have plans on running for president in 2020.
Yeah, I think I'm the one guy that'll be in the United States Senate if I get there that's actually run for president and not planning on doing it again. And as a result of that, I think I have the freedom to really focus on issues that the people in our state care about, people in our country care about. That relates to our budget deficit, the amount of debt we have, as well as our immigration policies. So there's a lot I hope to be able to do.
ABC's spinoff of Roseanne, The Conners, lost 180,000 viewers last night and was dead last when it came to ratings, behind shows such as NCIS and The Voice. ABC ordered one extra episode to the original order of 10. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Cesar Sayak, the man accused of sending pipe bombs to high-profile Democrats, included shards of glass in several packages and also searched for the wife and kids of some of the folks who actually received the bombs. That's according to the feds. Sayak's attorney says all the evidence against him is circumstantial.
Would you like to go to jail based on maybes? Would you like to be put in jail based on well, we haven't certified a fingerprint. It may be there. That's all the paper says. The other stuff is fluff. There's no other evidence in there that connects him with this allegation.
The cable news ratings find no change at the top, as USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports.
The long-running favorite among the news channels, Fox News, this time averaged more total viewers than CNN and MSNBC did combined in October. FNC was up 25% in total prime-time viewers, up 16% in total day viewers. It gained 13% in the prime-time demo and 3% in the total day demo versus October of last year. Ratings leader Sean Hannity beating all other news hosts on the month with a total audience of over 3.49 million, leading the Fox primetime and beating CNN, MSNBC, and HLN combined.
And finally, as many Americans celebrate Halloween today, the average American will spend $76 on decorations, candy, and costumes. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.